Today's movie is Words on Bathroom Walls, starring Charlie Plummer, who plays the part of Adam, who has schizophrenia, and Taylor Russell, who plays the part of Maya, who is a tutor, and then later in the film, a love interest in the movie. And then it also stars Molly Parker as Adam's mom in the film. And what's interesting is that both Molly Parker and Taylor Russell were, I know them both from the Lost in Space reboot series that's still going on, which is really good. So I really enjoy that TV's reboot. The real star of the film, who only has a limited role, is actually Andy Garcia, who plays Father Patrick, and he is kind of a mentor to Adam. Adam goes to him for advice a couple of times in the movie. Oh, and then I'm kind of leaving out Adam's dad is played by Walton Goggins from Justified and from Unicorn and from a lot of other really good programs. So he's another big star in the film. But the main stars, of course, are Adam and Maya, played by Charlie Plummer and Taylor Russell. Charlie Plummer has schizophrenia in the film, and at the very beginning of the movie, he has an episode where he's in chemistry class and he knocks over the flask to the boy next to him and the boy gets a burn. And then he gets kicked out of high school, I think, or at least out of that school. And he ends up getting enrolled in a Catholic school where he meets Maya. What happened was he got a really bad math grade on one of his tests and he realized he needed a tutor. And so he asked Maya if she would tutor for him. Through that tutoring and everything, he got to know her, and those two start to develop a friendship, a relationship of sorts. Now, Adam tries to keep his schizophrenia a secret from everyone except for his parents. He doesn't want anyone to know. And it's neat how the movie portrays the schizophrenia and sort of brings it to life, having characters like a girl who dances around. There's a couple of scary-looking people that kind of whisper words into his ears here and there. It's probably a little bit like that, I imagine. I don't know, for people. And so it gives people a way to understand a little bit, maybe have a little more meaning of what actual schizophrenia is. I mean, not that it's like that for everyone, but it gives you a little bit of insight into it. As you go further into the movie, when he first met Maya, he was taking these pills to dampen down the schizophrenia whispering and the noises that he had in his head. And the problem with that was he also wants to be an aspiring chef, and he wants to learn how to cook. He's trying to, that's his career goal, but the medication dampens his taste buds, or somehow it affects his ability to cook properly, good tasting food. And so he can't really use at least those meds and still be successful as he was on the career side of things. And so eventually, as he goes off the meds, it becomes more and more difficult for him to conceal the fact that he has schizophrenia. And eventually that leads to a head where the two of them, he kind of breaks up for a little while. He has a big outburst one day. So he ends up getting put into like a mental hospital, and then he ends up blaming his dad, played by Walton Goggins, that he didn't trust him, that he put him there. He always wanted to put him in there. He's going through these hard times. A lot of the film is about him trying to break out and try to dampen his schizophrenia and finding the right medication, but while at the same time getting his life together. This is a coming of age story, not losing his girlfriend. And this, in the end, that's what this movie is about, is a love story. And it really works, and it works well. And I really, really enjoyed the film. And I'm not going to spoil the ending completely, but I highly enjoyed it, and I will give it 5 stars.